Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The fate of a state education funding bill is up to the Alaska Senate after passing the House last week. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that House Bill 287 provides early funding for student transportation in Mount Edgecumbe High School, while its original purpose, funding the much larger statewide per student allocation, was stripped from the bill after the House failed to agree on a source of money. Fairbanks Republican Senate President Pete Kelly says House leaders were knowingly misleading in saying that the bill would fund all schools early.
I don't want you to think that the Senate doesn't have a desire to early fund education, because we do. We're just very disappointed that in a discussion about early funding, that 3 weeks were completely wasted in the House.
The House bill would have funded drawing from the Constitutional Budget Reserve, but a CBR draw requires 3/4 approval in each chamber, and only 20 of the 36 House members present voted to do so. House Finance Committee co-chair Homer Republican Representative Paul Seaton says the Senate could vote for a CBR draw or fund the bill with permanent fund earnings.
It just depends on the priority of your funding source. And so the options are all on the table for the Senate to put whichever funding source that they think is best in that.
The bill has now been referred to the Senate Finance Committee. President Trump delivered his 2019 budget request to Capitol Hill this week, and it proposes to cut a lot of line items that benefit Alaska. Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin trolled through the document for cuts with Alaska significance.
Here are 5 programs the administration wants to cut that would pinch Alaska. The budget proposes to eliminate the Denali Commission. That's an independent agency that awards federal grants for infrastructure projects in rural Alaska. President Trump would reduce the funding from $17 million to $7 million, just enough to allow for an orderly shutdown. Trump wants to trim Native American housing grants. The changes would mean a loss of about $15 million for Alaska construction projects. The White House would cut a USDA grant program that has sent millions to Alaska each year to fund water and wastewater projects in rural Alaska, where some 3,000 homes lack running water and flush toilets. The budget would reform Essential Air Service to save $57 million. It's not clear whether Alaska's share of the pot would grow or shrink under this reform. Essential Air Service now pays air carriers $22 million to subsidize passenger service to 61 Alaska communities. The administration wants to eliminate funding for LIHEAP, that's the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, and also end weatherization assistance. Together, the two sent nearly $19 million to Alaska last year. If these proposed cuts alarm you, Senator Lisa Murkowski suggests you remain calm, because the president's budget is just one step in a long process. The Trump administration tried to make cuts like these last year, but instead of eliminating the Denali Commission, for instance, Congress decided to increase its funding by some 13%. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Bjorn Raton is the 2018 Yukon Quest Rookie of the Year. The 21-year-old Raton from Kaktovik completed the race at 8 this morning, 12 hours after winner Alan Moore and just 4 hours out of third place. KUAC's Zoe Rome reports.
Rookie of the Year Bjorn Raton crossed the finish line in Whitehorse. Throughout the Yukon Quest, Raton moved up slowly but steadily in the ranks, surprising even himself.
I kept thinking I got towards the front before Dawson. I was thinking, man, I must be messing up since I'm towards the front here. I don't belong here.
He attributes part of his success to fellow musher Torsten Konart, who scratched earlier in the race. Raton says Torsten taught him persistence and how to break a long race down into smaller checkpoints.
Don't think about the finish right away. Just think about, yeah, first checkpoint, okay, good. Second checkpoint, okay, even better, and maybe after a while Dawson, and once they're in Dawson, yeah, we'll probably finish, so.
Raton has been mushing since he was 4 years old, and confessed that he was equal parts surprised and thrilled to be Rookie of the Year. Even when things got difficult, even when he was tired or cold, Raton said he focused on the things that he could control. As for now, he's already looking to the future.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just thinking about bed right now.
On the Yukon Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Zoe Rome.
Tim Pappas was the second fastest rookie in this year's race. The 28-year-old from Willow arrived in Whitehorse this morning in sixth place. 20 other mushers are still on the trail. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin Granger.